Hi. So I got the question, why are so few women in the dominant role? And then there's also the question of do doms are they primary lesbian or bisexual, while straight women tend to be submissive in bed by nature. So the second part first, I don't think that doms tend to be bisexual or lesbian any more than other women. And I don't think it's that straight women tend to be submissive in bed by nature. I think it's kind of a bigger thing. I think that there are so few women in the dominant role because of the way that we're raised and taught to think about sex. And so a lot of the messages that we get growing up, as women, as girls, are that, the boy makes the first move. The boy is the one who is constantly asking for things, and it's the girl's job to say no or to regulate what happens in that regard. And I think in Western culture, there's this idea that men have this deep desire for sex and women don't, which is, of course, absolutely not true. And so I think that there's this conditioning that we have growing up that women are supposed to be receivers, and I think there is this idea that you're supposed to be submissive. And I mean, there's I think that kind of expectation, if you look at like a lot of love stories and Hollywood movies, and a lot of the messages that you get growing up are that you are supposed to be wooed by the man. The man is supposed to sweep you off your feet. He's supposed to be stronger than you. He's supposed to be all of these things. And you are supposed to, faint and fall into his arms and that kind of thing. And so when you get messages like this, and you also get messages, I think, in terms of behavior. So a lot of the messages that girls learn growing up is that you're not supposed to be loud. You don't want to be considered bossy. You don't want to be considered rude. And so a lot of the things that, boys are encouraged to be. So, to take charge, be leaders. Women are not always encouraged to be, or girls are not always encouraged to be. And so, you get these messages over and over and over again. And even if you have a naturally dominant personality, even if you're naturally the take charge kind of person, you sort of kind of repress that and you tamp it down, and you're like, okay, well, I'm supposed to, you have all these ideas in your head about what you're supposed to do or not supposed to do. And so I think that there's probably a lot of women who are naturally dominant, are naturally assertive, would take the position sexually of being in charge, but we're kind of taught not to. And it takes a long time, I think, to shake that off. And that's why I think you see a lot more people, I think, coming into BDSM in general. A little bit older. So sometimes it takes several years to be like, oh, I'm kind of into this thing, and that's okay. I mean, it took me years. I never really had a problem with being dominant. It just kind of, it felt really natural to me. And so that was not a problem. But what I did struggle with for a long time was the fact that I enjoyed giving and receiving pain, because it took me a long time to shake off the idea that pain is bad and that people shouldn't enjoy being hurt, and I especially shouldn't enjoy hurting someone else. And so it took me a long time to kind of be like, oh, it's okay that I like to, torture this cock, or it's okay that I like to spank this person, and it's okay that I like to, get the cane, and it's okay because, I mean, obviously, with the full consent of the other partner and things like that. But it took me years to get to the point where I could accept that that was a part of my sexuality, that I enjoyed that. Because even if it's something you like, sometimes you just aren't comfortable with the things you like. I mean, I think that most people have fantasies or ideas that they find sexy and exciting, but that they're not really keen to tell other people about, or that they're embarrassed by or ashamed of. And, you know, I think that that leads to a lot of women kind of repressing that part of their sexuality. So I think that's probably why there are fewer women in dominant roles. I think another aspect that can be really problematic, and I say this as somebody who used to be a single dom in the kink world, is that a lot of submissive, particularly submissive men that I used to talk to, would have this very narrow idea of what it meant to be a dominant female. And it basically kind of felt like I was being treated as a fetish or an idea rather than a person. And so, you know, there was this assumption that I would be into all sorts of things. So for instance, I'm not particularly into, see, it's weird because I kind of enjoy men in women's clothing, but I don't enjoy sissy play necessarily. So I don't like humiliating somebody in terms of being like, oh, you know, you're so girly. It's more like, oh, hey, you look really pretty in those panties. I like that. So it's a very different, it's hard to explain, but it's a little bit different than, you know, but there's always this assumption that if I'm a dominant woman, I'm into X. And, you know, there was, I don't know. I guess I got sick of feeling like there was this idea that, like, as a dominant woman, I basically felt like I existed to please or to fulfill the fantasies of specifically submissive men. And it's not that I don't enjoy, like, finding out what my partner is interested in and fulfilling their fantasies, because I do, and that's really fun. But there has to be some sort of connection. And I feel like I used to be approached all the time as, like, I want you to do X, Y, and Z to me, and I want to be your slave, and I, you know, and it's like, well, first of all, like, I'm not really into X and Z. I like Y, but, you know, okay, I don't really want to do X or Z. And I also am not into slaves. Like I'm not into that particular dynamic. And if you'd had a conversation with me as a real person beforehand, you might have found that out. I think the last thing that maybe I think the last thing that may keep women from taking the dominant role is that a lot of submissive men, not a lot, but some submissive men kind of portray themselves as worthless, or talk about being worthless. And I understand that, like, humiliation and degradation is a kink. But to me, it's a major turnoff if somebody talks about how worthless they are. If you're so worthless, why should I spend my time with you? Why should I put my energy into, you know, figuring out what gets you off? Like, why should I, if I'm so great and you're so worthless, why am I spending my time with you? For me, like, a sub has to know their sense of worth. And they have to choose to submit to me because they want to submit to me. Hopefully specifically to me as a person and not just to the idea of, like, any woman kind of a thing. And so those are some of the reasons I think that you kind of get into the lack of women dominance. And that's just my opinion. There could be a lot of other reasons.